My bike in the morning, you get to catch the sunrise over the beautiful Tamaki Drive. I usually like to cycle to keep fit and active, and to get to places it's much easier to cycle and don't have to be stuck in the jam. We'll have a healthier lifestyle and it's cheaper and you don't have to worry about petrol or parking and you have a good time.
नमस्कार अनि स्वागत करता हूँ रिची तुमका आई चे सुशेगा दन पार कोंकनी रेडियो प्रोग्रामर मुझे संगत आजा समझो ईस्ट हेक्टर डिसूजा अनि ऑकलैंड ट्रांसपोर्ट ऑन डाउन आइला जूली गन सो कौसा हेक्टर तू
ओ आप बरोबर सा
हाँ आज कौसा गया लो दिस तुझो
या माय डे वाज गुड गॉट अप इन द मॉर्निंग जस्ट chilled out a bit, and then I had to go for the funeral mass of one of our secular Franciscans, Pat Tegle. She's 104 years old.
Wow.
It was a lovely service, and it was nice to hear the stories about her life and celebration of life. And her grandchildren spoke about how they used to love to go to her house and all the wonderful things she used to do and things like that.
That was a beautiful start to the day, I must say, yeah. Paying homage to somebody who is 104 years old and a part of your passionate Franciscan community.
Yes, she was. Yeah, she was.
So welcome to our program, Julie. Nice to have you here, and nice to be representing the Auckland Transport.
Koso asai, Richard. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Wow.
I'm trying. I'm learning. I'm really excited that you would have me here to chat with both of you and your community about cycling. We'll talk about a little bit of walking, and hopefully I can provide people with some good information and fun inspiration.
Oh, great. We're looking very much forward
to
it.
Don't need to change and see.
Yep. So, yeah, Julie, so when I met you it's been a month ago, and it was at the Bike Kitchen.
Yes, in Mount Roskill.
Yes.
They've got a fantastic facility there for people in the community to come around and fix bicycles and learn how to fix them and... get excited, get involved.
Yeah.
So, Julie, could you tell us something about yourself? How you like our listeners to remember you? I'm Barosan, to answer your question first.
So, I rode my bike here today from the city. I'd like people to think of me as somebody, just an everyday person who likes to jump on a bike and get places and see fun things and go for a walk and enjoy wherever it is I am. So I'm from Wellington originally.
Wellingtonian. Is
That's me always. But I've been in Auckland for nearly 7 years now, and I love it. And I'm super excited about what I'm seeing with Auckland, the way it's growing and embracing all sorts of different people and, of course, different ways to get around. So for me, it suits me. I like to walk. I like to jump on my bike. I'm not very fast, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So what's the travel time from your place of residence to your place of work on the bike?
Oh, I live so close. It's 12 minutes. It's wonderful. It's a really nice way to start the day on my bike as well. I go along the waterfront, and it's beautiful. I really enjoy starting and ending my work day on my bike. It helps me kind of refocus and relax, and just being outside, whether it's sunny or windy or rainy, anything, just having that connection with nature as well, because often we spend so much time inside.
Now, many people in Auckland have some great things to say about Auckland Transport, and then there are the other set of people who don't have many great things to say about the Auckland Transport. Let's put you in a spot at the moment. Okay. What is it that the Auckland Transport is doing to make the city more easy to travel and move around?
You'll see, people will notice there's a lot going on, and they might be a little bit frustrated by that, but unfortunately we need to, we kind of need to dig and build to improve things. Looking at the current infrastructure we have, the current roadways and pathways and footpaths where people walk, and building to give people more options. So more busways, places to catch the bus, more places to walk and cycle that aren't on the road, or some of them for cycling that are on the road, giving people lots of different options. Trains, the ferries that go around. But with any kind of change, there's a little bit of disruption. And so that's maybe what people are seeing. But if we can not focus on the disruption, but focus on what's being built, we can already see the things that have been built over the last number of years in Auckland that have just added beautifully, I think, to the city as it is, but also as a way to get around. And for me, one lovely example of that is Te Ara Iwhiti, which is the light path, also known as the pink path, if people have seen this. It used to be an old motorway on-ramp or off-ramp, and they never took it down, and they lobbied, people had lobbied to claim it as a cycleway and a walkway and scootering and everything else. So it runs from the back of Karangahape Road, So Canada Street, Mercury Lane, back that way, and it runs all the way to the top of Nelson Street where it meets Union Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's painted this beautiful bright pink colour, and it's got lights all along the side so you can see it from lots mm-hmm. of different places in Auckland. And it's a beautiful example of taking something that was unused and being really creative with it and turning it into a space that people really enjoy using now.
So what are the different modes of transport that Auckland Transport is looking at so as to build them complementary rather than competing? At the moment, I see there's a lot of competing approach rather than a complementary approach. So how is Auckland Transport addressing that issue?
Well, we're really looking at mixed modes. So people are, you know, using all sorts of different ways to get around, and as you say, how they fit together rather than competing. So we're keen to help people move around in the way that suits them and works really well for them. And for us, that's preferably not in a private motor vehicle. So we're looking at lots of different ways. So all the public transport options, buses, ferries, trains, and then all sorts of other ways as well, like walking, bicycling, scootering. I'd like to add a bit of roller skating and skateboard in there. I came on my bike along the Northwestern, and I saw one person on roller skates there, and that really made me smile.
Oh, okay. But tell me, there are some modes, like say some motorways or some main arteries of the city, which are choco-blocked virtually 7 days of the week. I come from West Auckland, and I can take a bet that not a single day will you find Lincoln Road without motor cars, except at around 12 in the night. How do you think about, how are such type of roads being decongested? What is the plans that the transport authorities have?
So giving people options is one thing. And those motorways are actually the New Zealand Transport Association, NZTA. So Auckland Transport isn't directly in charge of them. But if you notice, along the side of the western, northwestern motorway, there is a very long, it goes along just about the whole way, the walking and cycling path, the northwestern path there. And especially with the increase of people using electric bicycles, it's amazing the bicycle traffic that you see along there. And if you think every single person there is one less car on the road, or approximately one less car, because if you look at the traffic, it's often just one person in a car. So it's giving people those options as well as looking at the options to travel by bus and by train from out way. The trains have been amazing. When the Britomart station was built in the city, it was built much larger than it needed to be, much bigger capacity. And a few people were like, oh, why are you building that? It's big, it's ridiculous. And within a very short time, it was filled to capacity. So we know that if we build these things, and if we build them well, people will use them. So it's also about keeping up with the population growth in Auckland, because Auckland is the wonderful place it is. More and more people want to be here. So it's also just keeping up with that natural growth. Yeah.
So are you saying, when you said you're giving people options, so they have an option to drive a cycle from Henderson to the city?
You can come in all the way off-road. You don't even
really?
need to go on the road until you we get to the bottom of that Te Araifiti I mentioned, the pink path, all the way along the northwestern path. And so we have maps available. Mm-hmm. If people jump on our website, at.govt.nz, they can jump on our website and find information there, all of our maps, and we can send maps to people, or they can find us at, we're all sorts of different events and occasions around the place, and see the whole network of cycleways and safe cycling routes that we're building to complement also other ways of getting around.
Wow. So Julie, if I may ask you, what's the outcome that the Auckland Transport and the Council is looking at, both in terms of budgets, in terms of how much money they want to spend in giving these options, particularly the ones that you are going to talk about at cycling? And what's the outcome in terms of being carbon neutral or being, saving a few dollars for the Council? And how are they being sort of planned, or what's the outcome, or what's the outlook of the Council?
So the funding that Auckland Transport has, funding from various streams, and of course it all comes with those certain outcomes attached, so we're required to reach these certain targets, and that's absolutely part of it when we're, you know, we're looking at congestion, so getting more people to use different ways of transporting themselves around the place. And also you mentioned as in climate, the Auckland climate plan has just been passed. That's Te Tauriki a Tawhiri, the Auckland climate plan. And so there's things in there as well about looking at the emissions. Mm-hmm. In Auckland, if I understand correctly, around 50% of Auckland's climate emissions come from transport. So we have a big opportunity there to make a difference. And if people just kind of keep that figure in mind, and when they do travel, think about the impact that their travel choices have. And if they may be feeling a little bit stuck or unsure, they can always contact us at Auckland Transport. We can help them to think about what are the different ways they have of getting around.
Well, yep.
So before we take a break and listen to some news from India, my question to you is that you have a very huge market in students and school-going kids. Outside any school, you find heaps of cars and you have school buses. What is it that Auckland Transport is doing to get those kids onto bikes and make it very safe for them to come to school and go back to their homes?
So many of our schools around Auckland have a Bikes in Schools program. So my colleagues in the community transport team as well have a lot to do with working in our schools. So kids who are in schools can get some skills going on and get really comfortable riding a bike. We also, they run a walking school bus. So instead of needing to be dropped off right at the door at school, they could actually walk for some of that way. And so it's an organised group. They can walk together. And so it's safe and it's enjoyable because their friends are there. And that's a really great way of people to get to school. And also a cycle train, so the same kind of thing, but on bicycles. So encouraging those people, you don't have to drive all the way. You can stop, you know, 100 metres, 2, 3, 4, 500 metres, even a couple of kilometres away, and people can walk and cycle.
So you have volunteers at all these schools who's from Auckland Transport encouraging the schools, or they actually are there around that community to support them?
Yeah, we have staff who connect with the schools and work. And obviously, as you mentioned, a huge number of volunteer supports and community. Yep. I was at a play street just last week at Vauxhall Primary School on the North Shore, where they closed the street in front of the school to encourage all these different kind of active modes, ways of travelling. And the community, really, that's what they wanted, and they got behind it. And it was just this beautiful, fun morning of children and their parents and caregivers kind of turning up and having a space without cars going through the road that they could, you know, scooter and cycle and walk and run and jump and play. And it was really lovely.
Okay, so before we go ahead with all the questions that Hector has about cycling, let's listen to the news from Goa.
Put you off riding. Whether it's keeping fit, catching the morning sun, or beating the traffic, you'll get the same great benefits from riding. If you're riding in the morning or late at night, make sure you've got lights on your bike. You'll need a white front light and a red rear light. Lights must be visible from 200 metres, but remember to angle them down so they don't dazzle other road users. It can get a bit chilly in winter, so grab yourself a light jacket to stay warm. Choosing a bright colour can help people see you better. If it's cold, gloves can help keep your hands warm, and wearing layers is a good way to control your body temperature. Remember, ride to the conditions. To find more tips on cycling in winter, visit at.gobt.nz/cycling. Enjoy the ride, guys.
Seka dompara ikopek mojo mai moga cha yokar ha tum cha ist Frankie Fernandez Melbourne Australia hangason tum ka goin che kobro anek part pawita gelya sumanan goya bhorpur paus padlo jaitya varshani goyat ho poilech paut record paus padlo jaitya jagyani utkache laran roste vaun gele fatod danga raupi eklo melo janna ek jhad tache gaadi cher padle goyat yupi rail gaadi bi bon chalyo asa ani chod paus padlya karanan जायत्या लोकांक लुकसाण बी जालें. पूण म्हत्वाची खबर म्हणल्यार कोरोना व्हायरस दुयेंसाचे. कोरोना व्हायरस दुयेंसान आतां पर्यंत कांय सुटका ना. केसी वाडटा जाल्यार मरण गेल्ल्याचो इशोब वाडत आसा. तेच भाशेन लोकांचो उस्को वाडत आसा. हालींच मंगोर हांगा रावपी लोक लॉकडावन आसले कारणान सरकारान जेवणाचे कांय व्यवस्था करूं ना म्हण टिका करूंक लागले आनी हाकाच लागून मुरमगांव म्युनिसिपालिटीचो एक कौन्सिलर सैफुल्ला खान हांगरस्ट्रायकाक बसपाक तयार जाल्लो तेन्ना ताका वास्को पुलिसान आडायलो तेच भाशेन जुवारी नगर हांगा बी लोकांचो बोवाळ आनी हाकाच लागून कुट्टाळीचो आमदार अलिना सल्दाना लोकांक आश्वासन दिवपाक जुवारी नगर हांगा पावले कांय दिसा फाटी आमी सांगले कशे भाशेन कोविड हॉस्पिटलांत बेडाची शॉर्टेज जावपाची शक्यताय आहा ती आनी गोंयच्या सरकारान ही आपल्या कानार घेवं ना आनी हाकाच लागून आतांची परिस्थिती डॉक्टरांची शॉर्टेज जाल्यार बेडाची शॉर्टेज आम आदमी पार्टी गोंयचो कन्विनर एल्विस गोम्स आमकां सांगता
मडगांव कोविड हॉस्पिटल जे आहा ते ताजे बेड्स भरत येयल्या म्हणटा आनी एट द सेम टायम तुमी जो मेन डॉक्टर आसली ती बायल आयरा आल्मिदा तिका काडून उडयली ह्यो दोन ज्यो घडल्यो घटना तेजेर होम मिनिस्टर आनी चीफ मिनिस्टर आतां आपूण रिस्पोन्सिबिलिटी घेना प्रॉब्लेम म्हणटा ते कितें आहा ह्या डॉक्टरांक कांय सपोर्ट ना लास्ट फोर मंथ्स दे हॅव बीन वर्किंग व्हेरी हार्ड तेणे ज्यो सुरवातेक बेड 20 आसल्यो त्यो आज 220 हाडल्यो आनी इतलें काम चालू आसतना तांकां सपोर्ट दिवच्या सुवातेर हेणे तांकां सडनली काडून उडयले आनी एन्टिसिपेशन म्हणटा तेन्ना बाबा कितल्यो केसी वाडटल्यो आनी कितल्यो हॉस्पिटलाची कॅपेसिटी जाय कितल्यो बेड्स जाय हो अजून कॉम्प्रिहेन्सिव्ह प्लॅन गोंयकारांच्या मुखार दिसोकूच ना आनी आतां अटेन्शन डायवर्ट करपा खातीर ह्या डॉक्टर काडून उडयल्या हे भाशेन एका गव्हर्नन्स म्हणून
भुरग्यांपणींत आमी मोयराची केळी जरूर खायल्यात तशे भाशेन फेस्ताचे फेरयेन भोंवताना गोड खाजे जरूर घेतलां आनी फेस्ताक आयिल्ल्या सोयऱ्यांक आनी शेजाऱ्यांक वाटलां पूण मोयराची केळी आनी फेस्ताचे खाजे गोंयांत वेगळ्या जिन्साचे आनी हाकाच लागून जॉग्रफिकल इंडिकेशन फावो जाला आनी शेतकाऱ्यांक आनी खाजे तयार करतल्यांक हाचो चड फायदो आमकां लेविन्सन मार्टिन डायरेक्टर डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ सायन्स अँड टेक्नॉलॉजी अँड वेस्ट मॅनेजमेंट आमकां सांगता
भारत सरकाराच्या वाणिज्य उद्योग आनी व्यापार मंत्रालयाच्या जॉग्रफिकल इंडिकेशन रजिस्ट्री जी चेन्नयांत स्थापित आसा तांणी गोंयचे खाजे जे गोंयच्यो जात्रांक आनी गोंयच्यो फेस्तांक फामाद आसा ताका जॉग्राफिकल इंडिकेशन फावो केला जाणे करून गोंयच्या खाज्याक आयज राष्ट्रीय मळाचेर जागो प्राप्त जाला ही एक खुशालकायेची गजाल गोंयचे विज्ञान आनी तंत्रज्ञान तशेंच कचरो वेवस्थापन खातें तशेंच गोंयचे विज्ञान आनी तंत्रज्ञान मंडळ आनी खाजे करप्यांचो जे एसोसिएशन आसा हाच्या जोड फालवान जॉग्राफिकल इंडिकेशन मेळोवपाक अर्ज केल्ली ह्या पयली गोंयच्या काजू फेणेक मांयडोळेची वो मोयराची केळी कोलाची मिरची आनी हरमलची मिरची हाका जॉग्राफिकल इंडिकेशन प्राप्त जाल्ले ह्या फुडें गोंयचे काजू गोंयचो मानकुरा दामो तालिगांवची आनी आक्षीची वांयगी कोरगूट जातीचो तांदूळ बेबिनका खतखतें गोंयची शीतकडी हाका जीआय इंडिकेशन मेळोवपाक प्रयत्न चालू आसात गोंयचो जो शेतकार आसा आनी जो ह्यो वस्तू तयार करता तांकां बरी दर आनी बरें गिराक जावपाक हाजो फायदो जातलो
तर ह्यो आसल्यो गोंयच्यो खबरो तुमकां सगळ्यांक देव बरी सांस आवड येता मेळुया दुसऱ्या सुमनांत ते मेरेन मोगा संदी
Ciao con bien survat che le haga lungsa so pot ai le rata raja so pot ai le rata fortore ciao con bien survat che le haga lungsa so pot ai le rata raja so pot ai le rata Thank you.
پچه داری زادم زبور دور داری گای تو مبتی گیت شیرونی مالاب لگیت مبتاری پیت پیتای پچه داری زادم زبور دور داری گای تو مبتی گیت شیرونی مالاب لگیت مبتاری
ఐకతా సుషగా దన్ పార్ కొంకణి రేడియో ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఆక్లెండ్ సో 104.6 ప్లానెట్ ఎఫ్ఎం అవైడ్ ముజా సంగత ఆజా సాముజో ఈస్ట్ హెక్టర్ డిసూజా అండ్ దిస్ లవ్లీ యంగ్ లేడీ జూలీ గన్ from the Auckland Transport. So, Hector, you have now written, I think, one full two pages or three pages of questions that you're going to fire at Julie all about cycling. Here you go.
I was just putting down my thoughts on the joys of cycling and the thrill you feel when you're riding down a hill and, the air in your face and you're feeling like a bird. And a singing heart, and you feel like an ordinary human being touching the gods.
there is joy in cycling and a real freedom as well. Just being out kind of under your own power, or perhaps electric bicycle, a little bit of assistance there makes you go faster, more like a bird. But it is, I love it. It's joyful. And you know, if it's not joyful, get in touch. We can help you create more joy.
Yeah. I know, you get that, those dewdrops on your forehead as you're climbing up the hill, but then you go up the hill and go down. Oh, my God, what a feeling it is.
And that's it. Wherever you are in Auckland, there's going to be an uphill, but there's also going to be a downhill.
Just like in life.
Yeah. And it can be very satisfying when you do make those uphills and you notice how after a little bit of practice, it gets easier. You get stronger physically and mentally.
So, Julie, you've brought in, I was really impressed with all the resources you've brought to talk about and tell our listeners about what Auckland Transport has to offer people who want, besides the cycle ways, you've built the infrastructure, now you're wanting people to use it, and that's why you've come on our radio, so graciously accepted our invitation. And so could you tell us something about these resources?
So my team, we work with this, the people side of things. So we don't do infrastructure and design, but we work with the people end, as you say, to getting people to use what we've built and use what's available, the paths and the roadways. And if listeners, if you can imagine in front of me, I have a whole range of resources. I'm going to try to describe some of them to you. So we have a campaign called the Bike Bright campaign that looking at, you know, certain times of the year, it can be a little bit darker for longer hours. So we want people to be safe and comfortable. So we have bike lights, white one that goes on the front of your bike and a red one that goes on the back of your bike. And we, all the resources I'm mentioning here, we give people for free because we want you to be safe. We get funding to support and promote safe bicycle riding. So we have these for people. Probably my favourite thing, and I see loads of people around Auckland with them, it's great, we have reflective waterproof backpack covers. Wow. Now, they fit a whole range of bags, a backpack, or I've got a bag that clips on the back of my bicycle on the pannier rack there, and it covers it, and it's bright. As soon as any light hits it, it just lights right up like the most reflective thing. And they're really wonderful. Again, will help you be seen when you're out riding.
And this can be used by even our walkers.
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. As I said, it's waterproof, which is super useful in Auckland because, you know, the kind of rain that comes and goes and comes and goes.
As it happened today.
And it's turned into the most beautiful day. But I had my waterproof cover on my back, so I knew I was going to be fine. We have reflective ankle bands. Now, these help save your trousers or whatever you're wearing from getting dirty from your bike chain or anything around there. And again, it's reflective, so as your legs are moving, it's catching the light, and it's often that something that's moving and reflecting brightly that will really catch the eye of other users, so they can see you there. We have bells. Is my bike bell. I fitted a whole heap of these at the, as I mentioned, the Vauxhall Primary School to kids' bikes.
Can you play it again, please?
Oh, I can.
Wow.
It's lovely. It's a nice, gentle, hopefully friendly sound. Wow. To tell people, hey, I'm coming up behind
just
to let you know I'm going to be passing. And we're encouraging people to use their bells as they're biking or scootering to let people know as they pass by, whether it's other people safety on bikes or people who are walking. And they can just, you know, if you hear a bike bell, don't panic. Just think, oh, there's somebody coming up. And hopefully they'll be coming up over your right shoulder. So you just give a little look and just keep to the left-hand side and let them pass. And hopefully people are smiling and waving at each other because we hope you're out there having a good time as you're moving around. Mm. We have more reflective things. Spoke reflectors for kids and adults. They're slightly different. Kids have got the ones we call spokey dokies, and they make a bit of noise as you wheel around. And not everybody loves those ones. But again, they're just adding that bit of brightness and reflectiveness to your bike. We have patch kits. So if you get a puncture on your bike, we can help you with them.
So the patch kit, so if a person has a puncture, this patch kit will fix it?
That will fix it. And you might not be exactly sure what to do with your patch kit. So we say to you, hey, don't worry about that. We run classes. Oh. We have a whole range of classes or courses for adults to come along to. One of them is the bike maintenance course. So if you're not quite sure how to fix a puncture, it's actually easier than it looks. Even I can do it now after having done a bike maintenance course.
So at this maintenance course, what do you instruct the people, like how to oil their, keep their bicycles well oiled, how to chain, you know, the chain if it comes out, how to put it back?
Absolutely. I've got to say, Hector, though, I'm not the instructor. This is not my area of expertise. But we have the most amazing instructors that know all about bikes and how to keep them running well. Again, and it's about safety. If your bike's running well, it's going to be a lot more safe. It's also going to be a lot more enjoyable to ride, you know. So things like, how to fix a flat tire, how to keep your bike in good working order, so looking at your chain, looking at your gears, making sure they're all working well, even simple things. One big thing is keeping your bicycle tires pumped up. Put air in them. It's going to be so much easier to ride your bike, because when it starts to lose air, it just feels like somebody's standing behind you, pulling you backwards. Suddenly you've got this resistance as you ride. And our instructors are, as I said, very experienced, very knowledgeable. So you can bring any questions at all you have, and they'll help you with those.
Tell me, Julie, a very elementary question. How do I choose a bike? Should I choose a bike which is like an ordinary one, or do I choose an electric bike, or do I choose a bike which has got multiple gears on it? How do I go about doing that?
I love that you asked that, because I actually have a piece of paper in front of me called Choosing a Bike, and it's on our website. It's a great question, because there are so many different types of bike out there. So I would encourage people to visit their local bike shop, but visit a range of bike shops, because different bike shops carry different types of bikes. And the best thing is just to jump on one, get them to help you jump on one and see what it feels like for you. And think about what kind of thing you might want to do on your bike. As I mentioned, I'm not fast on my bicycle. I ride a Dutch-style bike, if you can imagine. It's a step-through, so it's got the little swoop on it, so I don't have to lift my leg very high. And I sit very upright with my handlebars upright. So it's not a particularly fast bike, but I find it very, very comfortable. Other people like those bikes where you're hunched right over in a racing saddle and you're going at a million miles an hour. And, you know, that's not my kind of style, but it's I can see why
you want to see all the lilies and roses pass by and smell them.
Exactly. And I also like it because, as I mentioned, I often clip my bag on the pannier rack at the back of my bike. But if I put a backpack on, you know, I'm not all hunched over, I'm sitting upright. So again, it's a little bit more comfortable. And I wear very everyday clothes. I don't have any special clothes for biking. Mm-hmm. I do have a rain poncho that I bought recently, especially for biking. But otherwise, I just wear my regular clothes. And that suits me. That suits the type of bike rider, I suppose, I want to be, and the type of things I want to do. But there are so many different styles of bike depending on what, and again we can help give advice. We have events throughout the year, not so much at this time of year, we're kind of winding down a bit, but come October, come summertime again, try a bike events where we will bring all sorts of different bicycles along.
Well, when is that you mentioned?
So from October through summer we'll be doing these, and we can get your listeners this information so they can come and try on a whole different range of bikes and figure out what kind of bike they think
is best suited for
them.
Yeah. And also when I was buying my cycle, they told me it's very important how high or low your seat is placed, because that is very important for your back and your knees and all that, so you don't strain them too much. Yeah.
It's great to hear that you had that advice, because you know, often if people, they just buy a bike, maybe they don't, you know, stop for that kind of information. But again, on our bicycle maintenance courses, we can help you make those little tweaks and changes that can set your bike up. It's amazing the difference it makes. I changed the angle and the position of my my bicycle seat recently, and it's really changed the feel of my bike, and it's just added a whole lot of comfort to it. So that's amazing. You say, just where is your seat, where are your handlebars, just having everything set up just for you, because we're all different.
Yeah.
So the transport, Auckland Transport, has set up this wonderful infrastructure. They have sent an ambassador like you to tell the community what all it can offer in terms of encouraging them to, you know, take on to the bike. My question to you is, how do I keep my bike safe, number one? Number two is, what are the facilities at various places where I can just keep my bike and do my work and come back? And number three is about insurance. You know, under what does a bike come under? Does it come under just like any other motorized insurance, or it is a part of your contents policy?
So in terms of insurance, if you've got a pedal bike, so as opposed to an electric bicycle, that is will likely come under your contents insurance if you have house and contents insurance. So you want to read your policy and even have a conversation with your insurance company, because often that's up to a certain dollar amount what your bike is worth. I suppose I'm thinking for my bike, some people have bikes that are much more expensive, so you want to check that. But like with an electric bicycle as well, they're going to be a bit more expensive, so you want to check out with your policy and have that conversation with your insurer, because you'd hate to think that you're covered and find out that you're not. In terms of keeping your bike safe, we really encourage people, you've spent money on your bike, make sure you spend money also on a lock or two for your bicycle. Often we're discouraging people from using what we call a cable lock, and you might know that one. It's just a cable, maybe it has a key or a combination barrel at the end of it, because they can be cut very easily with a range of tools. Something that's going to be more secure is a D-lock, so it looks like the shape of a D, and it's made of hardened steel or something like that. Or there are various other types of locks. And again, we have this information on our website. And again, come summer, we'll be running some more kind of information around this, because we really want to encourage people to love your bike, lock your bike, whatever you can do to discourage somebody else from wanting your
from
bike.
From loving your bike.
You mentioned about something to record the registration number. What is that supposed? I didn't follow that properly.
So your bicycle will have a unique serial number on it.
Okay.
And this is found, if you turn your bike upside down, it's found underneath there, kind of where the pedals meet together. So we're encouraging people to write that number down, keep it in a safe place. In front of me, I've got a little business card where people can write it. But you can put it anywhere in a safe place and keep that. Because if your bike was to be stolen or go missing, if the police found it, how do they know it's your bike? How do they know who to return it to? So that will be able to prove it's yours. And there's a number of places also, if you wanted to record it, the police, their facility, their website, snap.org.nz, where people can actually record any of their possessions on there. And also we've got a little sticker if you want to put that on your bike, just saying that the serial number has been recorded. But we'll be doing a whole lot of work with people over the summer, helping them to love their bike and keep it as safe as they possibly can.
Okay, that's great, Julie, all that information. And also you were saying where are the bike parts, the dedicated bike parts off-road, where people can go and cycle just for recreation. They don't want to go to work, but on a Saturday with the family, or even like I go to Mangere, right up to Ambury Park,
fantastic.
What a beautiful part that is. 90% is off-road.
Yeah, it's really wonderful.
And it's along the coast, right from Taumanu Reserve in Hillsborough, and then Lorraine and I go and we cycle up to Ambury Farm along the Esplanade, Kiwi Esplanade. It's beautiful.
It's a wonderful way to spend time. So our maps, we have a selection of maps that cover Auckland. We don't quite cover all of Auckland, but a fair amount of it. And so our maps will show you, and they have the cycleways that are off-road, that are on-road, that are protected, all the different kind of combinations. And we also have feature ride maps, so they show a map of an area and all the different things you can kind of see and do along the way. And what we're kind of adding to our information as well, at one point, Richard, you talked about where do I put my bike if I want to stop and jump off and go do something. So different places to park your bike. So you want to lock it to something that's secure, that somebody can't just pull out and move. So there is a growing amount of bike parking available for people, and we'll be making some of that information a little bit more easier for people to find as well.
Okay. So when we take this break, and come back, we'll talk about what are the different programs that you run to encourage people to get onto biking. But before we take this opportunity to wish Xavier Braganza, one of our presenters on Sushigat Dhanpar, a very happy birthday. God bless you, keep you in good health, and may you have many more birthdays to celebrate. We also wish in advance Francis Coutinho, who is celebrating his birthday on Monday.
Oh.
And Francis, I hope you get somebody to prepare your meals, because throughout the week you prepare them as a chef. So today, on Monday, you get somebody to prepare your meals. And Mai is Annie, who's to come on our program, Konkani with Mai. She's currently in India, and we wish her a happy birthday. She also celebrates her birthday on Monday.
Oh, good.
So let's listen to this, the Konkani version of Cha-Cha-Cha. But before that, the ad from Auckland Transport.
I love riding my bike in the morning. You get to catch the sunrise over the beautiful Tamaki Drive. I usually like to cycle to keep fit and active, and to get to places, it's much easier to cycle and don't have to be stuck in the jam. We'll have a healthier lifestyle, and it's cheaper, and you don't have to worry about petrol or parking, and you have a good time.
Radio program 104.6 Planet FM Oil. Mujhe sangat aaza sa Julie Gunn from the Auckland Transport and Muzo East Hector D'Souza.
Yep. So yeah, Richard, thank you. So Julie, we were talking about the joys of cycling in Auckland, and just how can we spread this joy to people who perhaps don't know how to cycle, and they've not had the opportunity maybe to cycle, or they've forgotten their cycling skills. And I've read on your website that you'll run some kind of classes where you can get the community, members of the community together, and you will kind of teach them how to ride a cycle.
We'll do this. And again, all of this is free.
Wow, free!
Yeah. Well, you've paid for it through kind of various rates and other things. But yeah, we want
3% more this
week. Yeah. It's bringing joy. So, and as you said, Hector, it doesn't matter if people have forgotten how to ride or maybe they've never ridden a bike. We have courses for right from those beginners all the way up to the people who are really experienced but still want to learn a few things. So as I mentioned, we have the bike maintenance, but we also have courses, we call them, so a bronze bike skills course for those real beginners, a silver bike skills course, and then a gold bike skills course. Now, we run these in the community, you know, all over Auckland at different times and different locations, so hopefully there's something to suit people. And if there's an individual person and they're thinking, oh, I want to join them, they can jump on our website at at.govt.nz, and you'll have a look on that first page. It'll have walking and cycling, so you click through there and you'll find it. But if people have got a group of people, if somebody's got a group of people, we can organise a special one for your group. So, in fact, whatever ideas people have, come and get in touch with us. Right. So our bronze one is often like in a school playground or a school hall or somewhere like that, away from any kind of traffic or anything. And we can, like I said, we even if you've never ridden a bike, that is not a problem. We will bring a bicycle and a helmet for you. You don't need anything.
Wow.
Just turn up and be prepared to have a good time and to learn something. Sweet. Right the way through to our silver bike skills courses, which will be on shared paths and quiet roads, and then the gold bike school courses is getting really comfortable on those busier roads and feeling comfortable and confident and safe.
Right. So for all these courses, bronze, silver and gold, would AT bring the bicycles?
Absolutely. We can do that for any of them. So this doesn't need to. This doesn't need.
Are they registered? We can drive away with them.
They belong to our instructors. So they need them back for the next people.
Yeah.
But that's absolutely it, because we understand that could be a barrier. If somebody says, "Well, I'd like to, but I don't really have a bike, or I have a bike that I'm not yet comfortable on, or maybe I need to come to the maintenance course and fix it a bit before I ride it." Likewise with our Kids Learn to Ride courses. Well, these are drop-in sessions, and we'll be running them again from summertime or from October. And we bring all the bikes along and the helmets, so that doesn't need to be a barrier for anybody at all.
So for our community, like the Suseka Dunbar community and our listeners, so if we get about 8 to 10 people who are interested, would you be willing to run a special course for us?
We would love to do that. That would be absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
no. And then that might inspire another group of your community, another group and another group. Yeah, we can do that. And like I said, we can find the time and the location that suits you.
So could it be on a weekend? Because
absolutely.
Or a Sunday?
It can't be on a Sushega Dunbar day.
Oh, no, we've got to block out this time, 2:45 to 3:45. Sorry, 3:45 to 4:45.
No, what I mean is
on
that
a Saturday, you're not allowed to.
Most of our community members on a Saturday or a Sunday, Sushega Dunbar is like going horizontal.
Exactly, they're listening, they're relaxing. So this will be the one time you can't have it, but any other time.
Yeah, okay. Let's say about 11 o'clock or something.
That's lovely, and that's often what we do. People, you know, they have other commitments at other times of day. Our Kids Learn to Ride are on weekends, usually on a Saturday from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. and they're in different parts all around Auckland as well. So people have got kids. Once your kids have learned to ride, you find that you might need to brush up your skills so you can go out together with them.
Okay, so listeners, if you're interested in this wonderful opportunity which Auckland Transport is offering for a free bike riding course with the bikes provided by them, just get in touch with us, with anyone, with Richard or Baptist, me, Hector.
Okay, they can leave a message on our Sushega Dunbar page on Facebook.
Okay, yeah, exactly, Richard. That would be good. Just give a intention, what is it called?
Icha.
Icha. And just say you're interested in it, and then we will collect everything and get in touch with Julie.
Fantastic.
And she will organize it. And maybe, Julie, you know, after the bike ride, we can have a little barbecue or some Goan food or Minglorian food.
Well, I'll mention one more thing, Hector, because the other thing we have is our community bike fund. So this is a fund we have of money. We're trying to give money away. So if anybody would like to apply, it's for any group who's got a great idea to get more people cycling. So we want to encourage community activities, events, projects that encourage more people to ride bikes more often in Auckland, especially new riders.
So HBR Community is a charity. So this Sushika Dunbar program is run by HBR Community Services. We would like to put both our hands up, including our legs up, for the fund.
Fantastic. So applications are open now until the 23rd of August. And the grants are from $300 to $5,000.
Wow.
Wonderful. I say to people, you might have an idea. You might actually have no idea at all. That's fine. Get in touch with me. I can talk you through that. We've got loads of ideas. We can help you to develop your ideas. We just want to see more people out there riding bikes, having a good time.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, Julie, which really encourage people to come and all, if there's a prize of a bicycle to be won or something like that, do you all have something like that?
Well, last Christmas we actually gave away two bicycles.
Oh, really?
On our Facebook page. And, you know, it's a little bit tricky. You've seen with the council budget cuts and various things after, you know, COVID-19 and lockdown. Our economies, perhaps the money isn't always there. So we're not sure what we're able to offer this year. But again, we're working on some ideas, so we'll see
what
we can do.
I think whatever you're offering in terms of all these resources and the classes and giving the people the opportunity, you know, to putting power in their hands and a bike in their hands, it's great as it is.
So it's just say to people, get in touch. Just get in touch if you've got any ideas. Maybe I haven't mentioned something that you have an idea about. Get in touch. We can help make it happen.
Okay, great.
Before we say adios, actually I should say adios to you and thank you very much for having come here and represented Auckland Transport, cleared a lot of thoughts about their objectives of providing good multi-facility transport. One last question to you is, why would I get onto a bike?
It's fun. It's a fantastic way to get around. And you'll meet people like Hector out and about. And let me tell you, this man is a joy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
and we gave you some instructions in Konkani. Would you like to say that?
I would. Well, I want to thank you both, Richard and Hector, so much for having me. And thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a real pleasure. I look forward to hearing from you. Deo bora, koru tumka.
Thank you.
Ani tukai koru. Julie, thank you so much for coming and gracing our humble little radio. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Shirley, 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 Moja Shirley.